Now, the Russian foreign minister has stressed the need for all foreign forces that are present in Syria without Damascus' approval to withdraw after the defeat of Daesh terrorists.
I think that we have to really concentrate on the help to those who fight terrorists in Syria. First of all, this is the Syrian army. We are doing this. We are helping them together with Iran, who was also invited. Others, yes, fight terrorists, but they were not invited, and there is a problem. But we managed
being pragmatic. Sergey Lavrov said Russia expects all involved parties in Syria, including the U.S., to only focus on the fight against Daesh terrorists. Top Russian diplomats said de-escalation zones agreement reached in the Astana talks changed the tide of the battle against terrorists. He then warned against using those zones as a means to divide Syria. Russia, along with Iran, have been conducting strikes against Daesh and other terrorist groups inside Syria at the request of the Syrian government since late 2015. And former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer Scott Bennett says Lavrov's remarks show Russia's concern for stabilizing Syria, and Trump should follow suit.
I see this as the greatest statement, the greatest thing that could be said, because many of my fellow military brethren do not want to have anything to do with what we're currently doing in Syria. So we've been against it because of its insanity, its hypocrisy. We've been against this since Bush started it and Obama continued it, and we've been pushing for Trump to end it. And sadly, he's failed or been betrayed, but now is the time for Trump to man up and side with Sergey Lavrov, side with Vladimir Putin, side with President Rouhani, and say, I am on the side of peace and stability and humanity, and I will no longer allow the CIA or the DIA or these rogue elements in the military to chart out a policy of supporting terrorism and financing terrorism. Trump has the opportunity to side with really where the rest of the planet is trying to go, which is enough of the wars, enough of the disruptions, enough of the terrorism that the Saudi Arabian Wahhabists and the Zionist elements Israel have been pushing us toward.